Stay tuned to WFMU. Bucci's making his way inside. Can't wait to see what happens.
Last time on Bucci.
It's more of like a series of grunts and squeals than a radio show. Your dad loves long fur coats. I don't know if you knew that.
Bucci!
I cried. My grandfather really, really loved me. Even though I found out later he didn't. That depression could have been caused by a multitude of things. Probably like chemtrails. First memory. Last memory. And you're remembering eating pizza or you're eating pizza?
No, I'm remembering eating pizza.
Oh, remember when I ate that pizza?
Yeah.
Me, as a baby, seeing my cat, Dewey, the little baby kitten.
What's your last memory?
Right now, talking to Bucci.
Okay, see, that's when it's going to be everyone's response.
Or that.
Yeah.
Me drinking coconut water. The bank was open and we just barely made it. And your check was a good one.
Great.
I got $10.
I remember I was swapping trailers at CVS Caremark for UPS.
I was in my childhood home. And all of a sudden, the Incredible Hulk's head starts floating above me as I'm going through this path to get to my neighbor's house. My last memory is actually to time my salmon that I was cooking on a wood plank on an indoor grill pan.
Too much detail.
You ever see a blue jay up in Rhode Island?
Yes, I saw a blue jay with a robin's head in its mouth one time.
I fit perfectly.
That memory fits perfectly on you.
Like you, my first memory also involves my grandfather. My grandfather treated me with horseradish. Coincidentally.
That is not a coincidence.
There's a giant cloud, and it looks exactly like a bunny rabbit. I feel a little weird calling it a bunny rabbit.
So you don't remember the pain, you just remember the bowling ball.
And then I have to go to the doctor. Like, I remember crying. I don't remember when it felt like.
And you should always be remembering to do such things as compliment Bucci, be a good caller, and follow him on his various social media platforms. I went unconscious for 6 months.
Bucci.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Hey, it's Bucci. Don't worry, there's not a beautiful angel in the studio singing that song, harmonizing. It's just the DJ.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba.
Hey, everybody. All bodies, hey, how are you? Whoa, one at a time, one at a time! All right, how are you? I'm not gonna ask any more questions. All right. All right, let's get it going. Let's crack a can, be quiet. Crack a can or pop a top of... Jesus. Of Manhattan soda. Manhattan special. You ever have a Manhattan special? Oh my god, it's so good. It's like a coffee soda that they only sell in Williamsburg. It's good for a growing Bucci. Cause I am this. Wait, hold on. This chair is so squeaky. the squeak is going to be interfering with my various monologues and points that I'll be making throughout the show. Oh, you know what I am growing? Furious with myself for this poor show start. Yeah, well, whatever. I am growing. Still. I am still growing. I'm one of the only men who is still growing. I'm 6'5 at the moment. My wife says I lie about my height. She's 6'3. Six three, yeah. And she says, oh, you're no taller than 6'3. You're my height, which... And I'm going to get close to my... Don't tell her. Don't tell her this. Okay? Don't tell her this. But that's actually true. And I have a secret, which people in the chat over there at WFMU.org, already know this, but my secret is I have, like, really thick calluses on my heels. Really thick. I'm sorry to say. I really should be keeping up with the foot. But they're so thick that they actually inflate my height considerably. If I shaved it down, I'd probably lose an inch and a half or something. Which I'm not going to do. So even though it's quite painful for me to walk on these... Broken heels, I power through like I do with everything in my life. Everything. I'm going to say I power through everything in my life. It's my New England blood, you know? You just put your head down and plow through. The suffering. So, thank you. I'm glad to be back. Thank you to Alan, DJ's... DJ Allen, 6 Degrees, for filling in for me last week. He did his fabulous Ask Alan segment. People asked him questions and he'd answer them. It's a great format. He gave some great advice. I didn't listen to the show 3 times, but I remember there was one question that was about like meal prep. That was a pretty good one. He talked all about how to prep meals, prepping for the apocalypse too. So he had rice and chicken, but then also like a hand crank radio in the Tupperware. I do notice that he there was one question, an important question that went unasked, and that question is, where's Bucci? Or where the swear word is Bucci? Nobody asked that question. It's super important. It hurt my feelings. Every question should have been, where is Bucci? Is Bucci here now?
Gulp. Gold.
I gotta get rid of that gulp. My uncle keeps giving me gulp sounds. It's he just gulps on the air, on a mic and then sends it to me. So anyway, on the show, Alan's show last week, which Joe Magasco, WFMU's own Joe Magasco, just complimented me on that fill-in again, which was super aggressive of him. Everyone had a great time. It's not a crime to have a fun time on Bucci's dime. But that has to come pretty much crashing to an end right now.
Bucci.
Bucci can be fun. I love having fun. Okay, not that much fun. But I do love, you know, so I hope this show is also going to be... A lot of fun. Speaking of fun, oh my God. Speaking of fun, I mean. Last week, I think last couple of weeks maybe, I was talking about this thing that's going to happen on the show, this upcoming hernia surgery that I'm going to be, that I need to be, I need a hernia surgery. And I was going to do it on the air. It was going to happen September 6th. People in the chat are saying, I don't remember him saying that. Well, here's a clip. We're going to have the first ever hernia surgery to occur
2 weeks ago.
Live on the radio. The doctor's coming in. He's got his he's got a plastic sheet. I'm going to lay on it, and we're going to do this surgery. We're going to get this thing out of me or in push it back into my intestinal wall.
Trust Bucci.
Well, usually I do say, don't trust Bucci. On that one occasion, you should not have trusted Bucci. Every other occasion, trust me, baby. But that one time, I'm afraid that promise is broken. And for that, I apologize, figuratively. But, so the reason is I turned out my doctor, Desmond. He can't do the 6th. It's his sister-in-law's wedding. And he doesn't want to be my doctor anymore. Those two reasons. So I have to find a new doctor, reschedule that, and hopefully that will be when? I mean, sometime in September, I hope.
Bucci promise.
And that is a Bucci promise. Which is worth the paper it's not printed on. So and then, until then, I'm just trying my best. I'm trying to stay healthy. I'm trying to keep everything together. I got all these text messages. Is Bucci okay? I'm fine. Just fine. So yeah, trying to stay healthy, I guess. And it's always kind of a little bit of a puzzle how to do that. Like, what is the entry point of staying healthy? You know, obviously the eating and the smoothies and everything. But like, as far as the working out, I'm always very, I just feel like I can't get it. I can't get into it. I don't like lifting weights. It's like, all right, weights, I get it. You're heavy. I got it. I got it. You're heavy. I get the point. You know, change the record. Weights. And I've never liked doing that rope thing. Like, you're moving your arms. You got two heavy ropes. Never liked doing that. Like, what am I building up my arms that much for? And I've never liked running. Anyone who has chased Bucci through the streets know that I'm not a runner. It's just not for me. It's too much jostling around. It's a serious amount of jostling. I drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of this Manhattan special premium coffee soda. Oh, it's too thick. So that causes my tummy is like all jostling, you know, sloshing around. I got that tummy slosh.
Bucci.
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of stuff in my pockets. Change. I have my chain wallet. You can hear that. Hear that? It's my chains are rattling. And then I have my chain phone. That's connected to my belt as well for safety. Nice chain. It's a pink plastic one. And of course my chain wedding ring. Stupid ring is too big. So it keeps falling off my fingers. I can't get it sized down because it's made of tungsten. It's like it's the most powerful metal. It's in Wolverine's veins. And, you know, I said to my ring guy, Steve... I said, Steve, give me the second cheapest ring. Second cheapest ring. And he gave me the cheapest. I can't trust my ring guy. Who can you trust? So I have it connected to the ring on the ring finger has a little chain that's connected to my thumb. What else? My chain tambourine. Wait, I'll walk around. You hear that? I got a chain tambourine. Bucci's the only person... Hold on, I gotta sit down. Oh. Bucci's the only person in New Jersey who has his tambourine chained to his pants. Because I always want it close to me. That is sort of annoying, though. But what are you going to do? And I don't have the sneakers for running, either. I got these flat-bottom Pumas, FBPs, which are terrible for running. I wear them more frankly, the gout.
Gout which, status,
you know,
is...
Which I don't want to get into, but they're very good for the gout. Wide. Your feet all are all clamped together. I'm not going to get into it! So that it's just to say that I have a lot of stuff going on that makes it hard for me to run. Plus, I don't want to. I really don't. What's going on with this mic? So what do I do for my wellness? Well, I walk. It's the oldest form of transportation. But it's not actually just a walk. I'm not taking a stroll or a friggin' amble. I'm not ambling in a meadow. I do a brisk walk. Brisk! It's a brisk walk. Swing my arms. You should see me swinging my arms. Swing my hips. Rotating front to back my hips. Roll my steps from heel to toe, heel to toe, heel to toe. I don't stomp around like a golem. Do golems stomp around? I don't know. It's not a Bucci adage. So I just walk. You know, well, here, I'll show you. I'll show you. Listen, you see? Wait. See? Hold on. You hear that? See? It really gets my heart rate up, too. Oh, this is great. Let's see. Hold on. Now, it really helps. Here, let me put my heart to the mic here. Wow. Ba-ba-ba-ba. See? It really feels good. Oh. So I thought, in light of all this, I felt like I don't want to stop. So I was thinking, I have a lot of listeners who have hip pain, bad knees, rotten ankles, and they want to exercise, but you can't because you're so rickety. So I figured, why don't we just go on a walk together? Because that's the thing about a walk, right? We can actually talk to each other. Try running, you know, with a and having a conversation. It's all huffs and puffs. I don't want it. That's a boring conversation. Oh, interesting. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a nice, fat, brisk walk together. People in the chat, WFMU.org, the chat I've referenced a few times already, they're all saying, they're shooting off their collective mouth, saying, I've already done this topic, haven't I? No! No, I haven't. No, not really. I did do a show during the marathon where I ran for dollars, but that was a one-time run, and I was doing it. I was trying to run a marathon during the marathon. That was the concept. But that was different because that was a stunt. And honestly, I wasn't even running half the time. I was just making, you know, huffing and puffing sounds. But walking and brisk walking specifically, that's my real life.
Bucci's life.
Yeah. Also, that topic, that marathon during the marathon, that was my co-host at the time idea, Michelle from Feelings, Tuesdays noon to 3 p.m. She's a huge marathon junkie, always looking for a chance to run like several dozen miles. She's done 10 New York City marathons, plus the Boston one that you have to qualify for, plus the Chicago one where they just let anybody in. So she's like, oh, let's run. But I don't want to do that.
Brisk.
That is going to be after the break. Okay? So right now we have a song. Let's see. Let's play a song that will get us in the mood with a lot of it's a lot of energy and a lot of fun beats. And there's, I think it's a funky bass drum in this one. It is from the mighty Gil Scott Heron. His song Lady Day and John Coltrane from the album Pieces of a Man. Only on WFMU.
Ever feel kind of down and out? You don't know just what to do. Living all of your days in darkness that the sun shines through.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Come on, let's take a brisk walk with Bucci. Seriously.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Your troubles away. They'll wash your troubles away. They'll wash your troubles away.
Brisk.
Bucci. Bucci's breast today. We're back. That was Gil Scott Heron, Lady Day and John Coltrane, which I actually thought that song was more about walking. I thought it was walk your troubles away, and he's like, wish your troubles away or something. So ignore that song. Let's just ignore it. Like, that was a mistake. What is that in my headphones? There it goes. So we're back. We're, you know what? I'm already going to lead by example. I'm going to start walking. You know what? I'm taking off this friggin' chain wallet, tambourine. So I'm doing a brisk walk. And let's see if anyone else wants to walk with Bucci. Okay, I got to walk slower. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Boots.
Yeah, hey, who's this? Yeah, who's this? Bootin'?
Tom from Bootin'.
All right,
on
Tom.
On the cruise. You told me to call in.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Tom, what do you got? You want to do a brisk walk with me? Are you,
Yeah, I'm good for that.
You are, huh? Do you do it a lot? Do you, are you an exerciser?
I'm an ex-marathoner.
Oh, okay, so a brisk walk, is that gonna be, like, too easy for you?
No.
The answer is no, because it's very difficult.
I'm laying down some asphalt right now.
Okay, so...
My fiance's driveway.
Oh, okay, so put down your... all
I
your
put it down. I put
your
down
instruments.
My tamper.
Yeah, all your tamper and your backhoe and whatnot. And let's do a nice little walk, all right? Are you ready to walk? All right.
I'm ready.
Go.
I'm not even on the radio. I'm not even listening to the radio, rather.
Well, you're doing very well.
Yeah.
Brisk.
Yeah.
Brisker.
How's the pace?
Yeah, what's that?
How's our pace?
We're doing okay. I think, look, you want to take it up a little bit?
Yeah, we can take up a
little bit. All right. Here we go. We're moving up.
If I sip a beverage?
Yeah, fine, but just don't, you know, you're distracting me from my walk. Let's just get a little bit faster. Come on. Get the heart rate up.
What do you want to talk about? Because you're supposed to be able to talk when you're...
Yeah. So, how you doing? Oh, what are you... How's your day? Yeah.
Busy, but it's good to be out here and, you know, on a walk with my pal Bucci.
Okay. You know? I gotta stop. Oh.
Take it easy, bro. You got a hernia.
Okay.
You know? I had one of those.
Thanks. How far are you down? You got to walk back to your house now. I can't walk back. I can't walk you back to your house.
I'm already in Montville. Yeah, so
all right, you just take a bus.
I gotta walk back.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Hey. Bye. All right, I just need to get into it. I gotta stop drinking coffee soda. That's not very refreshing. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Henry.
Hey, Henry. How are you?
Good.
Good. Now, if I know you, Henry, you're not a very active person. You like hanging around in front of the television set watching Star Trek: The Next Generation, right?
Sometimes.
Right. And you're just eating big handfuls of mashed potatoes and letting your life pass you by, right?
No. No. Not really.
Okay. So do you exercise? What do you do? What do you do for exercise?
I play soccer.
Yeah. And that's good. But you know what's even better, Henry?
What?
A brisk walk. Brisk.
Brisker.
Even brisker. Are you ready for a brisk walk? You want to do a brisk walk with Bucci?
What was the topic again?
That's the topic. We're doing a brisk walk together, you and I.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you outside or you could just walk around in circles also if you want.
All right.
Okay, are you ready?
But I'm inside right now.
Okay, just walk around in circles, but make sure you're swinging your arms and swinging your hips. I don't want you to be, dragging your feet like you do in soccer. You watch that ball go upfield, and you're like, I'm just going to walk it off. Right?
I'm walking around right now.
All right, no, you're not, because now let's go. Whoa, good job. So, Henry, you have a nice, what have you been doing this summer?
I play soccer, I go to school.
Whoa, yeah? You go to school in the summer?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I go to school. Like, it begins...
brisker than that.
No, I can't do any brisker.
It begins in August.
Uh-huh.
And then it ends in, I forget what month it is.
Oh, my heart. How you feeling? You working up a sweat?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Bucci. I live in Fractal.
What?
I live in Fractal, so I'm 3 hours away from
it. Yeah. Yeah. Are you feeling? I gotta stop.
You know the meet and greet?
The what?
The meet and greet.
The meet and greet.
On September 5th?
No.
Is it?
What is
there a meet and greet?
Yeah? Where is it? Yeah, what are you? We're meeting and greeting you?
Well, I think I may come to the meet and greet.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to be there.
Okay,
I'm going to ask you for my $10.
You're going to be there?
Yes. You better have my $10 ready.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? I'm going to be there, too.
Trust Bucci.
And you really
have a beard.
What? I can't answer that. That's a HIPAA violation, Henry. I can't just answer that question on the radio. What if people?
Yes, you can.
No, I can't, Henry.
Bucci, that he has a beard. Yeah. Because
I can't give you too much. I can't give too much information about myself over the radio, Henry. And that other voice out there, who that instigating voice in the background.
I'm going in a different room.
Henry, I hope to see you. I'll be at the... just trust Bucci. I'll be at that meet/greet. And I'll do one of those.
Bye.
Bye. Lots of... I just don't know where all these children came. I love them. I would like to get a diversity of calls and people. If you haven't called before and you want to do a brisk walk, you want to work up a little bit of a sweat, then call 201-209-9368. We're doing a BW together. What are you seeing on your walk? Let's just, we can all see all sorts of stuff, like a nice bird. Caller, you got Bucci. Hello, who's this? All right, fine. I'll walk. We don't need to talk. I'll just walk without you. We don't need to talk.
Brisker than that.
I can't do it, brisker. All right, that's enough. That was very helpful. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Zachary.
Interesting. How are you doing, Zachary?
Doing all right. Why would you say interesting?
What, you're an interesting person, figuratively speaking. Well, let's get past this greeting of ours. You know, like, you know, we greet people very, very quickly around in Jersey City. Hey, how you doing?
So, hold on, real quick. Where does Jersey's marathon fall into the New York Chicago entrance style?
You know, it goes basically, it circles around WFMU, the Jersey City Marathon. It circles with like a hurricane where the eye of the storm is very calm. WFMU's, the eye is also very calm. No one's walking. If that makes sense, which it definitely does.
Oh, if it doesn't, just go to WFMU.org and ask on the playlist and comments, right?
Zach, do you want to walk or do you want to just chit-chat? Do you want to get better?
I'm better all the time, Bucci.
All right. I'm going to walk away from you.
We have to do a brisk one right now?
That's too fast. That's too fast. Let's get a little bit. All right. I'm leaving.
You're leaving, Bucci. Okay, fine.
You're going to walk.
This is where you got the name.
You got to keep up.
For your Instagram, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's Bucci Knight. Thank you for asking.
You look like a Bucci Knight, right?
No.
Bucci Knight.
Yeah, I'm leaving
you
in the dust.
Here. It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. What do you see?
Why did you choose this road, this path, that thing?
What are you seeing on your walk? What are you seeing? What are you seeing?
There's that Blue Jay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Blue Jay. Well, why don't you pick it up in your hands, huh?
Nah, it'll peck out my flesh. I was feeding some of our birds earlier. I'll still have probably a feed or two. There's some dust in. You know, they smell it. It's like... Flush.
All right. Zachary,
like
I'm gonna let you.
Full of birdseed dust.
Zachary, you're too much for me. You're too athletic. I'm gonna let you walk ahead of me, and I'm gonna take this next call.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey. Whoa. Cheers.
See ya. Listen to him. And he's gone. Caller Iguchi.
Hey, Iguchi.
Okay. Who's this?
Hero?
Yeah. I know. How you doing, Hero?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. We're doing a brisk walk. Let me sum things up. 201-209.
I heard from the beginning of the show, yeah.
Right. But I'm trying to give the phone number out. 201-209-9368. That's the number to call if you want to walk like Hero wants to. I assume that you do want to walk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was prepared.
And okay, what do you have? You have some? Do you have your ASICS sneakers on? And do you have your headbands and your tank top?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to walk.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Let's go for a little fast walk. Oh, that's nice. So, you build anything interesting with Legos recently?
Yes, I did. I made a hotel called the Love Hotel.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me about it. I got a stitch.
Well,
Bucci.
Using all of Heartwood Hotel. Have you heard of it?
No.
Siri?
No. Tell me about it.
It's a book. It's about a mouse named Mona and how she's lost and she has no parents and she comes to a big hotel with tons of all sorts of animals that stay and work there, and there's different events that happen, and I was inspired to make a hotel similar to it, but it wasn't a tree. Mine is a building.
Oh, that sounds cool. Hey. Hero, you're so, hold on. Can you stop? Can you slow down for your buddy Bucci for a sec? Can you stop?
Yeah.
Please. Just stop. How do you feel?
Whisker.
Shut up. How are you feeling?
Good.
You're not even working up a sweat. Oh, my God. You could use my sweat like salad dressing. There's so much on my head. Right?
Yeah. All right. I can get out a salad. You can squeeze it out.
All right.
If you want.
Yeah, that's gonna. I'm gonna wring my hair out, and I'm gonna mix it with some olive oil, and it'll be that's a dressing, baby. All right, Hero. Nice hearing from you as usual. 201-209-9368. We're doing a nice brisk walk with Bucci. And I'm just gonna walk. I'm gonna just walk a little bit. So. I like seeing things on my walk. I enjoy a walk. Look at that! it's my old friend Steve. Steve, how you doing, Steve?
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
You got that $10 you owe me?
What? I'm sorry. I'm walking too quickly.
You owe me $10.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm walking away from you. I'll catch you next time.
You owe me $10.
Why can't I can still hear him? I'm supposed to be walking away from him.
You got that $10 you owe me?
Right in my ear.
Give me my money. Ah!
Caller Igabuchi. Jesus.
Hey, Bucci, how's the walk in?
Oh, it's going great. How's the, how you doing, sir or ma'am?
We're having a good time. I'm keeping it brisk.
Keeping it brisk. All right, what's your name? I don't walk with anybody unless I know their name.
Well, my name is Rob.
Okay, Rob. Do you exercise a lot?
Not if I can help it.
Sure. So this is going to be a little bit of an adventure for your body.
I'm hoping that I can keep up with you.
Yeah, I bet you can. All right, you want to get going? Let's get it going, all right?
All right, I'm ready.
All right. Whoa, okay. All right, you're starting out strong, Rob. Rob, that's a trot. You got to slow down. You're trotting. You're not like a prized pony. You're a man, All right, slow down. Let's slow it down.
I don't think I can keep up that pace for too long.
This is good. You got it, Rob.
Brisker.
Come on, Rob. Move those arms. Pump them.
I can't go much brisker.
Heel toe. You're shuffling your feet. You're shuffling. You gotta heel toe it. Now move those hips. Move those hips.
My feet are starting to get a little sore.
Look, I'm leaving you in the dust, Rob. I gotta move on. I can't. My heart rate has to be paramount. I can't let this heart rate go down. Sorry, Rob. Whew. Now here we go. This is a nice pace. Caller, you got your Bucci. Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Jessa.
Hey, Jessa. How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
I'm not surprised that doctor said you're at high risk for surgical complications. I'm really glad that you're getting into the brisk walking. I encourage you to keep it up.
I gotta stop. Yeah. Well, I feel like it's really good. I'm feeling, and also it's very exfoliating. The sweat, you know me. My pores are the size of dimes, and it's really nice to have the pores kind of exfoliated and get that gunk out of your face. You know what I'm
saying? Really, really is.
And brisker.
Then salad dressing.
Right. So, Jessa, do you want to do you're a very athletic person, if I remember all your emails to me. So,
yeah.
So, why don't we get a little walk going?
Okay.
All right. Let's get going. Whoa, Jessa! You're way ahead!
No, I'm fast.
Jessa! What are you doing? Come up.
Keep up.
Okay, sorry. So let's just take it a little bit better. There we go.
Whew. I'll slow down.
Oh, so what are you seeing on your walk? What are you looking at?
You know what? To be frank, I'm walking around my basement with my cat.
You're walking around
here to do laundry, and the cat likes to shake bugs.
Oh, that's good. How heavy are your cats? Do you use them as weights?
No, they don't weigh nearly enough.
Briskets!
Briskets. No, they're, okay, so,
Jesus.
Yeah, you're really going.
Yeah.
How's work?
Work? It's good. It's really good. Yeah. I'm getting some fresh ideas and things are going good. I'm getting lots of good feedback.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I got a raise.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough. Jessa, you won. You won the gold. And I got a...
What? Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Bye, buddy. I'll walk with you another day. There she goes. 201, 209, 9368. We're taking a brisk walk with Bucci. We're not walking slow. We're not walking medium paced. We're walking brisk. You know, I'm gonna throw up. You know what I saw on my walk? My brisk walk the other day. They started setting up in New York City these misters. They're these Mayor Adams and Mayor of New York City invested in all these misters. They're like these. They look like the monolith in 2001: A Space Odyssey, except they squirt a fine mist and they cool people off. That's the idea. Publicly, they publicly mist people. And it's always spraying a mist. It's very cooling after a nice, hot, vast walk. And it's, you know, when like a, when a nice drop of water lands on your arm, you're like, oh, it's so refreshing. I gotta slow down. It's more refreshing than, like, pouring a Gatorade on your back. But I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do in the wintertime, but they are nice in the summertime, though. The NYPD are pissed because Adams took some of the money out of their budget. And now they're sad because they only have $5.74 billion in their budget. And that they can't, oh, they're so mad because they can only afford one cruise missile. Call Yagabuchi.
Oh, the Booch.
Who's this? Who is this?
Double G.
It's been a while. Where have you been? You've been working at...
I had to go for a brisk walk, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. You mean literally a brisk walk, right?
Yeah, I mean,
not some metaphor for what? I don't know. Stalking? You have to, if you're following someone during a brisk walk, that's illegal.
What if you just happen to be going on a brisk walk every direction to take?
Well, I'd say one time, two times, three times, that's a coincidence. Four times, that's a restraining order in the making.
It's more like the movie Following from Christopher Nolan.
Sure, you know his, I mean? Like, so his first movie. Sure. Well, what was he following in that movie? He was following someone for what reason?
He was a writer. He was trying to figure out like a new story.
Interesting.
Something like that. And then I think he finds a woman, he gets interested. Bad things happen.
And then it's also a dream or something like that?
Well, watch the movie.
No. So, Double G, do you want to walk?
Can we skip?
No. We're not doing a brisk skip, a BS. We're doing a brisk walk. That's the whole point. It doesn't make any sense if you're skipping and I'm not. And also, skipping's bad for your heart. It jostles it up and down, and it's going to come out of your chest cavity.
All right, we can walk.
All right, let's just go.
All right. So you been to the beach lately? Or like,
So why are you walking so slow? You're just taking giant steps.
I only have one speed. It's either like fast or skipping.
This is ridiculous. Listen to these steps. So slow. Come on, keep up, keep up.
Brisker than that.
Come on, you gotta be. The voice is saying brisker than that.
I have an ingrown toenail. It's like I gotta see a pediatrician for it. You know, one of those pediatrician doctors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a pediatrician they're called. Wow, you're walking slow, but your heart is beating so fast. Why is that? You're not getting too excited, are you?
No, I'm just a heavy smoker, Bucci.
Okay. Well, I got to leave you in the dust there, Double G. It's nice to hear from you after after a long... What's your favorite Christopher Nolan song, movie?
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Good answer. Bye. That is a good one.
Give me my money.
201-209-9368. We're taking brisk walks together. We're trying to, you know, get to know each other while also exercising.
Gout status.
201-209-9368. Getting a little walking on, and let's just, if you haven't ever had the thrill of talking to Bucci, give a call, and we can just be silent. We don't need you to talk. You know, I prefer, actually, if we could just walk in silence, because it's really throwing me off my stride. Also, I have to keep sitting down to answer these calls.
Gout status is...
I'm feeling a little sick. Well, I'll just walk by myself. That's what I'm usually doing. That was what I was doing here, and I can do it by myself right now. No problem. What do people, you know, listen to when you're walking? I like to listen to something. I got this Quantum Leap podcast that I like listening to. The people who host it, they kind of talk on the beat, so it's helpful. Or that Fiona Apple album, Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Been listening to a lot of that recently.
Bucci.
You know what, I'm gonna walk faster. Here we go.
Give me my money.
Calling a Bucci.
Is this Bucci? What's
yeah.
Up?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Alice.
Hey, Alice. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's my first time calling, but it's also, this is my first walk.
This is your first... Hold on, I'm going to stop. This is your first ever walk?
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous.
Really? What have you been doing before walking? What's your favorite mode of transportation before?
Well, I learned how to ride a bicycle pretty early.
Yeah?
But that's been... about it since then.
Do you use what about a scooter, one of those foot-pedaled scooters?
A scooter, it feels too elementary, but a bike.
A bike is, there's more park, yeah. And you're not using one of those electric bikes that blow up, are you? You're using just a regular standard manual bicycle, right?
No, yeah, never an electric bike.
Okay. And you're not
my own two legs and two wheels.
Two legs, two wheels, and a desire, a sincere desire to get healthy.
Yeah, I've always wanted to get healthy, and walking's the way to do that.
All right. So I don't want to scare you, but we're going to do a walk, and it's not going to be a slow walk. Isn't walking 101. This is advanced, seriously advanced walking.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Well, just go a medium level.
All right. We'll start out, but then we're going to build up to it. Are you got it?
Okay. I think I got it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. We're doing right. How's that feel?
All right, I feel okay.
Okay.
One foot in front of the other.
One foot now. Just make sure that your legs aren't bending. That's the key to a nice brisk walk. You just gotta,
rigid.
Yeah, rigid walk and just rigid arms.
You could sing a song to soothe me. I'm really nervous.
Okay, I can sense that. We're gonna walk.
Okay.
How would I sing the song "Warm Leatherette"?
I love that song.
All right. Warm.
Leatherette.
Warm.
Okay.
Leatherette.
Hey, I feel better. I'm getting it.
You're doing great. Doing
this
great, Alice.
I'm going faster.
Let's go with that. Warm.
I'm
going faster.
You're doing so good.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I can't stop.
Whoa. You can't stop. I can't stop. 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 You gotta stop. Alice, Alice, stop.
I can't stop.
Oh my god, you're smoking. You're smoking,
oh god,
Alice.
Oh my god.
I think Alice passed away. But her walk remains. And she's gone. Well, Alice, I hope you feel better. Time is over. What's the time? I'm ahead of my usual time, 3:50. And we've reached the destination, which is a big kiss.
I love you.
And I love you. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Be quiet. New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Coming up next, Billy Jam. He's got a needle in one hand, a record in the other, and he's going to put them together. It's Put the Needle on the Record. See you next week.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Is it 4? Is it 7? Is it on? Is Bucci out of the way? Is he gone? Can I go? Can I go, Frank? Oh.